Mitchell Goldberg, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Now, we have heard a lot about Americans, deciding to come over to Canada to escape 4 years of Trump. How likely is it for an American citizen to get political asylum in Canada?
Well, today, as we speak on November the 11th, with President Obama in power until January 20th, I would say absolutely almost 0% chance for an American today to claim refugee status, which means you have to show you're being persecuted directly in the United States and you cannot get protection from the authorities. After January 20th, what happens, of course, we can only speculate about. But again, somebody would have to show that they're being singled out, and whether it's for something like spousal abuse or because of their political opinion. And not only are they being singled out and harassed, but that they can't go to the police, they can't go to the courts. Of course, the United States, like Canada, has a constitution. They have a Bill of Rights. And unless a serious, we can only comment on some of the rhetoric that we've heard during the election campaign from Donald Trump. But basically, you'd have to see what it goes on in practice. The mere fact that he has said some terrible things against all kinds of people is not enough today. Today, a tribunal in Canada would most likely rule that it is far too speculative to decide.
Hmm. What are you hearing? Have you already heard any inquiries from people about...
Unfortunately, yes. But yesterday, a American citizen family who happened to be of Iraqi origin and therefore Muslim, in their case, they called us up in tears. They had previously contacted our office because of the rhetoric that they heard during the election campaign just to make some preliminary inquiries, and then they heard the results. They were just devastated, and they feel very, very, very vulnerable. So I've had calls like that. Some of my colleagues in my office have had similar kinds of calls like that. From Muslim Americans in particular, but I expect to hear from many people in the Latino community and also friends of mine in the United States who are concerned about human rights and free speech and feel absolutely devastated. And I think people are going to wait until see what happens, until see how things sink in before they make any decisions about their future.
So what's your advice to them? So when people call you up in tears like this, what do you tell them? What are their options?
Well, it completely depends on their situation, their education, whether they have family members in Canada, what field of work they are in, because there's such a myriad of possibilities and options and limitations within the Canadian immigration system. So you can't get, there's no one size fits all. As a concerned Canadian, I would certainly tell my friends, we need you there to fight to ensure that human rights are protected and ensure that the United States, the good, decent American people take back the country in 2 years and 4 years from now.
Great. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. All the best.